This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It was the heart of the war to find and punish those who attacked America on 9/11. Now, the U.S. military has left Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. They've handed it over to Afghan forces, say two U.S. officials. President Biden's vowed that U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan in what he calls this forever war by September 11th of this year. Scholar Abdullah Saeed says the Afghans are worried now about a civil war there, and many of them are trying to get out of the country.
Now our people thinking if our government cannot to control this situation, maybe the civil war will be start. So that's the main problem why people trying to go abroad.
Trying to go abroad, he says. They may tear down what's left of that partially collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida, because of fears that it may fall down. They had to stop the search for survivors yesterday for 15 hours because of the concerns. But rescue efforts resumed last night. Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky.
Everyone's committed 100% to this search and rescue effort. So even though it's a lot of hard work and effort that we've been putting in, it's just as difficult sitting around. Everyone wants to be on that mountain. Or that debris, I should say. I'm sorry. So it's difficult, but very proud that we got back to work.
He talked to WPLG-TV in Miami. 18 people are known dead, 145 missing in the condo building tragedy in Florida. The Justice Department is putting a hold on federal executions. Attorney General Merrick Garland says they'll review policies and procedures to make sure everybody's treated fairly and humanely. The Trump administration carried out 13 executions in 6 months. It's going to be brutally hot through the holiday weekend in some places, from the Northwest and Great Basin to the Upper Midwest, says the Weather Service. This is AP News. The Trump Organization plans to contest charges brought by prosecutors in New York.
The first criminal charges stemming from a two-year investigation of former President Donald Trump's company have been filed by New York authorities. Prosecutors said Thursday the Trump Organization and its longtime finance chief engaged in a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg allegedly received more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation. But Trump Organization attorneys Alan Feuderfass and Susan Necklace vigorously contested the charges.
If the name of the company was something else, I don't think these charges would have been brought.
The Attorney General's office and the District Attorney's office brought a joint prosecution here because they dislike Donald Trump.
Although Trump himself is not charged, prosecutors noted he signed some of the checks at the center of the case. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.